Mean girls. What a duff. A duff, a designated ugly fat friend who's not really a friend. Crater face. Get away from me, you fat beep. Oh my God, her hair has maggots in it. Her head hasn't grown into her ears yet. Why is it that girls treat each other this way? I began noticing this when my daughter was in fifth grade. Now it's worse. Now girls even beat each other up. One of my teenage female patients told me, "We take advantage of each other, compare ourselves to each other, and put each other down. We can be the most petty and fake people on the planet, and we have to. It's cool." And if they have a friend, talk behind their back. Oh, yes, all the time, so forget trust. My patient tells me she has one friend she totally trusts, and everyone else is gnarly. She would never trust anyone else, even though she considers them her friends. She knows they would stab her in the back any chance they could. Being mean becomes a habit. Some studies say that 3- and 4-year-old girls begin to exclude each other and use peer pressure to get what they want. And many girls don't stop talking about each other when they become adults. Can you imagine? It's still just as harsh. Some psychologists call this bullying relational aggression. Boys use their fists and girls use psychological forms that are harder to detect and easier to deny and sometimes much more harmful. Unfortunately, mean girls can have a lasting effect on other girls' self-esteem and social lives. I had a patient in eighth grade many years ago. Her parents brought her to me because she was extremely depressed, suicidal even. She felt she was worthless, even though she was beautiful and smart. She was just very shy. She couldn't compete with the, quote, popular girls, and they were mean, to calling her Mama's Girl, Mute Face, and other horrible names. To try to become friends with them, she would do their homework, only to find the other girls would ignore her after they got what they wanted. She and I worked together for several years. The most important part of her learning was that she accepted herself as she was and stopped trying to be like them. She didn't have to be popular. She could be a quiet person and find other quiet girls to be friends with. She even decided to tell the teachers that she had done their homework for them just because she wanted to be their friend. Eventually, her parents found a private school more to her fit, and she did much better. She began to accept herself and appreciate her qualities. Teenagehood is such a difficult time anyway. Mean girls think they are so cool. One doesn't have to act that way. It's such a stereotype. Try to build people up. Don't tear them down. And don't be a mean girl audience. If you see a mean girl laughing at someone, it could be you tomorrow. Speak in that girl's favor. You will make a new friend. And don't let a mean girl tell you how to act. Mean girls are usually insecure. That's why they need to put others down. And don't spread rumors. How would it feel if the rumors were about you? And a best friend keeps secrets. It isn't cool anymore to be mean. Let's make it cool to be cool. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.